106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Canmore Banff RCMP putting out a release this week warning people about a scam that I think a lot of people, well, they've received the call anyway, have not necessarily fallen victim to it, but someone posing as a member of the Canada Revenue Agency saying, you owe us cash, back taxes, pay immediately, or else you may be arrested. And the funny thing is the message often ends with, have a nice day. The thing that surprised me is the amount of people that I know who have received this call. Put this on Facebook, and the amount of people who comment and say, yep, I got that call. I got that call as I was reading this post. And yeah. I realized I got that call. I had it on the voicemail. I didn't realize it was the same scam because it cut off the first portion of the message. But it's really going around.
Yeah, and that's why Canmore RCMP put out the notice, is that there's a particular focus on Canmore right now with this scam.
And Banff as well.
And Banff. And people should be aware of it. They use intimidation and fear and threats to scare you to think that you have to pay. And once they get your money or your information, you're kind of screwed.
I would really love to get one of these people on the phone just to ask them, like, straight out, do you feel good ripping people off? Does it make your life better? Make your life complete scamming people out of their money?
There's nothing, I think, more satisfying than turning the tables. They're the ones who the RCMP are looking for. They're the ones who could possibly face criminal charges.
Tax law is confusing, and people might not really be paying too much attention to how much they owe or something they might have missed years ago. They might think it's a legitimate thing and catch you off guard. It could freak you out.
When you look at some of the things that the Canada Revenue Agency has done in the last several years going after charities, you know, perhaps in our collective psyche, we wouldn't be surprised if they came after us individually, given our individual political beliefs.
I do taxes for two small businesses, mine and my wife's, and my dealings with the Canada Revenue Agency, I've known that usually whenever they need money or demand something, they do it by mail. They never call you up demanding immediate payment by phone. That's not something that they do. And in fact, they have no power to arrest you at all.
Bringing awareness to everyone in the community that these people are targeting our phones and our lives, and don't take no guff.